Spike Lee's 2015 satirical drama Chi-Raq is out on DVD this week. Set in Chicago, the film uses gang violence on the city's south side as a backdrop for a storyline that is based on the Greek comedy Lysistrata. Film critic Walter Betts takes a closer look in this edition of SIU Reviews.
For a quarter of a century, I've taught the political and media intertexts of Aristophanes' play Lysistrata. From the 1946 all-black New York theatrical production set amidst African-American soldiers returning from World War II, only to discover that the double V had not ended Jim Crow, to the 1968 radical feminist film Mai Zetterling's Flickorna, starring B.B. Anderson from Ingmar Bergman's troupe. In his new film, Chi-Raq, about black-on-black violence in South Chicago, Spike Lee mistakenly pulls his film's punches, retreating from Aristophanes' old comedic project, making fun of a dire social moment when Athens sat on the brink of collapse in the endgame of the Peloponnesian War. The most aggressive change Lee's film makes to Aristophanes' play comes in the final moments. At the end of all ancient Greek comedy, the chorus sings to celebrate the positive resolution of the conflict. In the case of Lysistrata, the women's sex strike succeeds in ending the war. The men and women on the stage celebrate the end of hostilities by eating and drinking gluttonously, and singing and dancing triumphantly. As the fiction ends, the characters leave the stage to jaunt off to finally have sex with each other. Lee completely abandons this ending, the very definition of comedy as regenerative fecundity, choosing to instead emphasize the serious nature of the unsolved social problem of gang violence. Instead, Lee produces a series of gestures that are intriguing, but ultimately do not function coherently enough within the Aristophanic conceit. Near the end, the chorus agrees that Chi-Raq, Nick Cannon, and his girlfriend Lysistrata, Tiona Paris, must engage in a sexual competition. The idea resonates with the history of radical African-American cinema, particularly Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song from 1971, in which an expert male libidinal performer challenges the leader of a female biker gang to a similar sex battle. However, the scene in Chi-Raq serves no apparent narrative function, as the rival gang leader Cyclops, played by Wesley Snipes, arrives independent of the sex performance in order to end the gang warfare. Chi-Raq instead ends with a different film parody. The choral leader, Dolmides, Samuel L. Jackson, stands in front of a massive U.S. flag to argue, "The only real security is love, y'all." Given Jackson's over-the-top theatrical performance and the ridiculously large patriotic backdrop, the scene echoes the famous opening of Patton from 1970, in which the general, played by George C. Scott, delivers a bellicose opening monologue to the audience, his troops about to go into battle against the Nazis. "When you stick your hand into a pile of goo that used to be your best friend's face, you'll know what to do." By placing Dolmides' lesson about the importance of love at the opposite end of his film, inverting the general's justification for violence, Spike Lee finally delivers the full force of Aristophanic satire. However, the joke comes too little, too late. The film is dominated not by comedy, but by preaching. A title card implores us to wake up as the American flag is replaced by four red stars framed by two pale blue stripes, poet Wallace Reid's 1917 design for the flag of the city of Chicago. Coupled with the poster for Chi-Raq, which layers red, green, and black, the colors of the Pan-African flag, onto the stars and stripes, we're left with a swirl of ideas that drain the film of its intellectual force. Chi-Raq's emotional appeals bash us in an unending tide, which is not to say that the film's fact-based rage at the unacceptable murder rate in Chicago is misplaced. Early on, Lee commits his film to Aristophanes' method, so that by the end, the abandonment of comedy for other forms of political critique results in mere confusion. Aristophanes saw no need to retreat from comedy and resort to cliched political messaging because he invented the most radical response possible to a horrifyingly violent and cruel world. When the Spartans came marching into Athens to destroy civilization, the poet's response was not to lament, but to laugh. Such derisive laughter is one of the greatest gifts bequeathed to us by the ancient world. If only Spike Lee's Chi-Raq could have found the courage to commit to that power.
Chi-Raq is available online and at a movie store near you. Walter Betts is a professor of film studies in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. More of his reviews are available on our webpage, wsiunews.org.